Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Ditte Karlström Jansson, and I work as a strategist accessibility at the Transport Administration in Stockholm. So I'm working with all our public transport in Stockholm. And I will tell you about how to combine accessibility and design, what to do if you want to do it right from the beginning. I will talk about accessible ticket machines, validating tickets in other cities, our process, and what we have learned. In Stockholm, the politicians decided in 2015 that the conductors should stop to validate the tickets on board on the light rail and the trams. And the Transport Administration was ordered to place validators on all light rail and tram stations, where passengers should validate the ticket before entering the train. So we were changing the way of getting on board and get your ticket validated to be, you had to validate your ticket before you entered the train. And the accessible ticket machines I will tell you about. Passengers are able there to activate, to change, and to validate their tickets. And these ticket machines are accessible for all passengers. With activated ticket, I mean if you have refilled your ticket on the internet, you have to download the amount of money at the machine before you can travel. To change, there I mean if you, for example, have a ticket for a full price, you can take a child with you and then you need a reduced price, you can change it at this machine as well. You can add more passengers to your ticket, and then the ticket will cost more, takes more money. You can add a zone, or you can take away a zone. So you had to do several things at the same machine. The only thing you can't do is buy a ticket if you don't have one. I show a picture of a tram stop in Stockholm. And at this picture, you see a tram waiting for people to enter. And people can enter the tram stop from this public square. It's an open space solution. They can enter the tram from everywhere. And the tram stop platform is at the same level as the pedestrian area and is fully accessible. Another picture from another tram stop in Stockholm, and here you can see the tram stops along the street. You can entrance the tram stop here from two sides, and it doesn't matter how the tram stop looks like, so all tram stops in Stockholm are accessible for all passengers. When we were ordered to place the ticket validators on the light rail stations and the platforms, we started to look around in the world what kind of validators are there, because we didn't have any validators before. And when I was looking around, I looked at on the internet and some, I couldn't find any validator which was accessible to all passengers. And I show four different kinds of validators on this picture. They all look different colors, different shape, but none is accessible to all passengers. So we had to build our own accessible ticket machine validator. And we started with a minor study, and then we had a contract process, and then we had the project. And in the contract, we required that the supplier should have an accessible expert to ensure an accessible ticket machine. I did not have the time to work for the supplier and to ensure that the supplier did everything that they need there to get an accessible ticket machine. My work was to ensure that we got one, so I had to lead the work. But we demanded that the supplier should have an accessibility expert. One other very important part in our work is the collaboration with the accessibility organizations. I normally work together with our accessibility organizations for maybe more than 200 hours every year. But for this one, we started a very special project. We did lots of tests, user tests, throughout the whole process. We started in a lab, and at the end, we were on the platform. And the user test we did with representatives, people from the accessibility organizations. They did all the user tests. We had evaluations we launched, and then we had evaluations again, tests, and yes, we have development points at this moment as well, but we have come very far. Here I show you a picture of the validator as it is standing at our platforms right now. It is a black pole with yellow contrast fields on all sides, with validators available at two different heights, and it's designed so that wheelchair users easily can access the validator. The poles are very visible wherever you stand on the platform or a bit behind, and it's easy to find for people who are able to see. In Stockholm, we have tactile paving guides along all our platforms. And as our visually impaired and blind passengers also need to find the validators, we have built tactile paving guards along from the platform to the validator post where needed, so that everyone is able to find the validator. Because we want to ensure that people who use a tactile paving guide to orientate on the platform is able to find it. I show here a close-up picture of the validator, and there you see first at the top a touch screen. This touch screen has a very good contrast for passengers who can use touch screens and read instructions. These validators are standing outside. There's wind, wind is not important. There's snow, there's rain, there's sun, it's dark, it's light. It's very, very hard to get a good contrast on a machine outside. We have done as good as we can together with the visually impaired people who helped us and with the technique which is possible today. Down under the touchscreen, we have tactile buttons with embossed print to navigate in the menu, and then there is also spoken information, of course. We have very simple instructions. Doesn't matter if you read the instructions and use the touchscreen, or if you listen to the information. We work together with the aphasia organization very much to get as simple instructions as possible so that everyone can understand the instructions. It is both in Swedish and English. You just choose what you want. But then when we were ready with the touchscreen and ready with the instructions, and we noticed that we had to design a special audio file to be able to navigate in the menu and follow the instructions. We learned that written instructions on screen cannot not just be read out as spoken information. It became too complicated to follow the instructions for the people who were listening to the information because there were lots of instructions. And therefore, we designed a special audio file. here I show a picture and we see one of the representatives is visually impaired. He's blind and he is listening to the information and he is trying how it works out on the platform. Another picture of a person who has a reduced mobility. He is sitting on his rollator, his walking frame, and is using the lower validator. This lower validator also has a special angle, so it's easy for wheelchair users to, and even for Amir, who is sitting here, to use the buttons or to use the touchscreen, depending on what you want. What have we learned? Well, I can tell you, we all learned a lot. Everyone who has been working in this project, the people from the Transport Administration, the people from the accessibility organizations, and the supplier, we all learned a lot together. When we started to work, we understood that the supplier had not understood the requirement of the accessibility expert. We learned that we have to ask questions. What is an accessibility expert? They thought it was a person sitting in Australia working with IT, and we had some other demands. So it sorted all out very well, but it took some extra months to get this done. So asking about education, experience, and we did describe very well what we needed, but they didn't understand it anyway. And we have our guidelines. Everyone is using our guidelines, especially for how to build accessible transports, both vehicles and platforms and so on. And they were part of the contract. But as we didn't have them in English, they couldn't read it and didn't understand it, and they didn't ask us either. So yeah, we learned a lot. We also learned, as I told you, that written instructions cannot just be read out as it becomes too complicated. You have to design a special audio file so that people who are listening to spoken information are able to follow all the instructions. The collaboration with the design manager, the graphic profile at the Transport Administration, was very, very useful. It's not always easy, because if you look at a graphic design, it has to look very nice and it has to be in a certain way. And we wanted it to be useful. People must be able to use it. Today, we have this in our graphic design. So that's very good. We got overall very, very positive response. There were many, many complaints because people didn't want the conductor to stop validating their ticket. So there were many complaints in different way about this, but we have got no single complaint about not being accessible. At the end, I just want to tell you that in the public transport system of Stockholm, we have the metro, we have commuter trains, light rail, tram, buses, commuter boats, and archipelago boats. And the whole system is accessible for disabled passengers. I heard all these processes. We also have them for Stockholm. And I have a brochure. I have 50 with me. You can take one afterwards. I will put them outside if you miss it. So please take this one, and thank you very much for listening.